Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 231 of Paranormal Stories. In this episode, I'm reading from Sharon Kumara's book, Awakened Soul, My Near-Death Journey Home Through Christ's Infinite Love. When I've guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to be reading from chapter 3, which is titled Journey into the Light, A Meeting with Yeshua and Beyond. We join the chapter where Sharon is taking a journey on a bus. I was the person closest to the emergency exit back door. I had my back to the door and I was facing forward. As the driver shifted gears manually, I tried grasping onto the seat backs to steady myself, but the flush metal frame made it difficult. I was thinking that I wished the driver would shift through the gears a little better, because we were being thrown around a bit with nothing really to grab onto to steady us. The moment that changed my life. And then it happened. While pulling away from a traffic signal, the driver roughly shifted into first, then second gear, and into third. When he shifted into third gear, I was thrown against the back door, causing it to swing wide open unexpectedly, and I fell backwards out of the back of the moving bus. At that moment, everything started happening in slow motion. My first thought was, is this really happening? I can't believe that I'm falling out of this bus. Then it became very real. Still in slow motion, my back first slammed onto the trailer hitch with full force. Then I bounced off the trailer hitch onto the pavement, under the moving trailer. I then bounced again onto my side, still under the trailer. The driver didn't realize that I had fallen out, so the bus was still moving down the road. I knew what was happening, so I screamed, or rather pleaded as loud as I could in my mind, "Stop, you're killing me." At that moment, the wheel of the heavy trailer ran over my head and neck. In that terrifying split second, I knew that the wheel was going to roll over my head, and when it did, I left my physical body through my head. I felt no pain. In that moment, I knew I had died. I found myself floating about 20 feet above the street. I knew I had died, and also knew I had died many times before. It was an inner knowing. I immediately felt a sense of peace and acceptance. Looking down, I saw my body lying in the road while the bus and trailer continued moving away from the scene. I saw vehicles moving toward my body laid out on the road, including a large commuter bus. I felt no attachment to my body, but did have the thought that I hoped the bus didn't run over my body because that would make a bigger mess. As I accepted the fact that I had died, my concern wasn't for myself, but for my friends. I went over the day and thought, what a really nice day we had, and that my death would ruin what had been a fantastic day. My thoughts then turned to my family. I pondered how my partner would react. I knew that he'd be sad initially, but would eventually cope. I also thought about my sister. I had the knowing that she'd have a tough time due to our close bond, but would find comfort and support from her husband and two sons. I then thought about my mum. It was then that I felt a presence behind me. I turned around and away from the scene on the road and noticed my stepfather approaching. He appeared younger, but it was unmistakably him. He was dressed in light-coloured slacks and a modern-day tunic shirt, wearing his signature black horn-rimmed glasses. We had a running joke for years about his horn-rimmed glasses. He was wearing them long before they became cool. I would tease him and ask him to please wear his wire-rimmed glasses because he just didn't look very cool. So, now he often appears to me in spirit wearing his black horn-rimmed glasses. Seeing him again filled my heart with joy. He smiled and telepathically told me that it wasn't my time. That was confusing for me. I told him that I wanted to stay. We discussed telepathically how my passing would deeply affect my mother. Mum and I lived near each other, and I often tended to her needs. Dad let me know that Mum would soon make her transition and needed me to help her through that. Mum passed away 18 months later. During our communication, Dad turned to his left, directing my attention. I followed his gaze and saw what seemed to be a tunnel or portal opening up before me. He reassured me again that it wasn't my time to go. I glimpsed people moving within the tunnel. I recognised my grandparents and other ancestors, some familiar from my earthly life, and others I didn't know but recognised nonetheless. Their expressions were more serious, lacking the usual warmth of a welcoming reunion. I was drawn toward the tunnel but noticed a large circular golden light akin to the sun appeared within or beyond the tunnel. Its brilliance matched the sun but didn't hurt my eyes when I looked at it. From this growing radiant light emerged a human figure moving quickly toward me. I gazed at the light and at the approaching figure. Almost instantly, I recognized him as Jesus Christ. It was him, Yeshua, or Jesus as we know him. Regardless of the name we use, he embodies love. At that moment, I realized how deeply I yearned for him and how much I missed his presence. Without hesitation, I flew towards him. I was not a religious person, though raised Catholic. No offense to Catholics. I didn't resonate with the Catholic doctrine of the saints and Jesus as distant and unrelatable, nor with the doctrine of judgment and damnation. I always believed in a higher divine and all-loving power. I felt that encountering Christ during our lives was an individual and natural occurrence, not one that is fostered by religious leaders or religious doctrine. Witnessing him, I was awestruck by his beauty and overwhelming presence. Yeshua smiled at me with loving eyes and outstretched arms. I flew into his embrace, seeking solace. His presence comforted me in a way that made me feel whole again. We communicated telepathically. He gently lifted my head to meet his gaze, a gaze that melted my heart. How can one describe the beauty and universal light radiating from those eyes? They held the entirety of who I am. No spoken words were necessary. His eyes conveyed everything. His gaze enveloped me, cleansing me like a pool of crystal clear water, dissolving all feelings of inadequacy and unworthiness. His eyes reminded me of my inherent worthiness and love. His light filled me, transforming me into a vessel of his love and radiance. I reflected his light back to him through my eyes. In that moment, I remembered that I am pure light. We are light. We are love. Gradually, my awareness of physicality faded into the light. I merged with it, akin to melting into a rejuvenating pool of energized water, experiencing an overwhelming sense of being light again. I am the light, and the light is me. The light is tangible. The light has intelligence. The light is all there is. Time as we know it did not exist. Yeshua's voice, or rather his soothing communication, reached me once more. His communication was like the most soothing balm. As soon as I became aware and present again with him, he asked me if I would like to take a journey with him. And of course, without hesitation, I agreed. He extended his hand, and I eagerly placed mine in his. The feeling of my hand in his was exquisite. I felt the physical texture of his hand, every line, every crevice, the gentle touch of his fingers intertwined with mine. My senses were heightened beyond earthly limits. Touch became vividly clear. If I had to compare our earthly sense of touch, I would say it feels like we are wearing gloves, compared to touch in the higher realms. I also sensed movement as our journey began. It felt like we were flying through the cosmos. Or perhaps the cosmos moving through us. My memory doesn't capture the full expanse of this cosmic experience, but I recall the breathtaking beauty of the stars and vibrant, pulsating colours in the cosmos. Today I was reading from Sharon Kumara's book, Awakened Soul, My Near-Death Journey Home Through Christ's Infinite Love. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, called Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.